So having turned off your mobile phones, now will you turn off your mobile mind? To put the delete button on your past and your future, and to press the mute button for your thinking mind. Oh, if it was only that easy to find those buttons. But nevertheless, we can do the best we can. So first of all, you can close your eyes. And at least you're not disturbed by people coming in and out. And I'm not disturbed by the light. So with the eyes closed, you can begin the process of relaxing the body and mind. With the eyes closed, you're becoming more aware of what's on this side of your eyes, the inner world. Just allow the attention to linger, to move inwards once the eyes are closed. One of the first things it will become aware of is your physical body. Any aches and pains, coughs or itches. To allow your attention to linger on the body. And as you become aware of your physical body, if you feel that you need to adjust your legs, your feet, your hands, or your back, please do so, but with your eyes closed. We call this developing the caring awareness. So it's not just knowing what's happening, it's caring enough, being kind enough, to adjust your body to make it more comfortable, more at ease. It's spending what people call quality time, caring time, attentive caring to your physical body. And sometimes we're just too busy to even spend a few moments with our body, which is why we get sick. Now, in these first few minutes of meditation, your whole concern is with your own physical body, caring for it, relaxing it. If there's any part of the body which is sick and needs some healing, just pay caring attention to that part of your body. Be aware of it and just send kindness to that part of the body. is being kind to your body. When we pay careful attention to our body, it's a skillful means, it's almost like a trick, if you wish to call it that, to also bring your attention into the present moment. Because you can only feel the body, these sensations which are happening now. And everything which has happened in the past, before you came in here, and everything which lies in front of you in the future, you're abandoned, you're not concerned about when you're experiencing sensations in the body. It means that those two areas where we have the greatest burden and stress of past and our future are put aside for the time being. We deliberately abandon all concern of the past. We deliberately make sure we don't run off into the future. We grant ourselves these moments of just being now, of being free from the from the weight of our past, and being free from the worry of the future, and all that busyness of our lives, and all those many things we have to do and think about, we put them all aside, so we can just sit down in this moment called now, and enjoy just being. With no responsibilities of having to worry and think and plan about what's going to happen next. No need to remember what's happened before. Both extremes, the past and the future, we push aside as we follow the middle way of now, the place in the middle of time. just being in the moment. No past, no future, just now. And as you start to get into this moment, see if you could resist giving it a name. No need to talk to yourself inside. As we calm down the inner conversation, instead, we wait in this present moment. We wait in the space and the silence between the thoughts. And one thought finishes. Another one has yet to begin. We wait there, enjoying the mind without a commentary. If you wish to watch your breathing, just to know the breath as it goes in and out. It doesn't matter where you watch the breath. As long as you know I'm breathing in. As long as you know I'm breathing out. Silently, in the moment, we focus our energies on the breath. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. This is a time for you to just reflect on how you feel. To reflect on how your mind has changed over the last 28 minutes. How much more peaceful. How much more free it feels. And how much happiness is there. I'm not talking about the happiness of excitement, but the happiness of contentment. Just to know these qualities of peace, freedom, and contentment. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to the sound of the gong, and only when the last ringing of the gong fades away, only then come out from your meditation.